Not Sure? Just Ask by Roger Patterson. Social media and television bombard us daily with contradictory claims. How can we find the meat among the bones? Just ask. As the commercial breaks into the evening news, a confident British narrator announces a new DNA discovery that proves Jesus fathered several children. Not long ago, the headline for this story appeared on your son's Twitter feed, and now it's the subject of a major documentary. You can see the doubt flash across his face. You can guess what he's thinking. Did the Bible get it wrong about Jesus having a wife? Why should I believe he died on the cross? It's time to stop and assess. The Bible warns us of claims that seek to draw us away from truth. Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Are we trusting in the wisdom of men or the Word of God? Are we taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ? Ideas bombard us every hour of the day. They come in with a buzz in our pocket or flashing across our screen. So how do we sort through all these claims, finding the meat among the bones? The Bible says we must constantly be on guard. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. I teach my children how to do this, and I must do it myself all day long. Whenever we hear a truth claim, we immediately evaluate it by asking a few questions. No, that's not a typo. It's an acronym to help us remember to ask good questions. A. Authority. What is this person's authority to make such a claim? S. Starting points. From what starting point is this person looking at the world? K. Knowledge. How do they know what they claim to know? Authority. Is the person credible? When asking the authority question, we should evaluate whether the person making the claim has studied the issue and can speak with credibility. Credentials often provide authority, but it doesn't take a PhD to speak on a topic. An earned degree can help establish authority, but diligent study on a topic or extended experience can also provide the necessary authority in many situations. Authority often comes from studying a topic thoroughly or extensively, whether formally or informally. You can become an expert on many topics through reading, practical application, or experience. Electronic access to information has made it much easier to learn about many topics, but also much easier to come across people presenting false ideas that can deceive us if we're not already experts. Who originally identified the bones and studied the DNA of Jesus' supposed family? And are they experts? Because the narrator on the program certainly is not. But that's just the first step.